AJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:09, we have mostly clear skies and 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 64, winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The CAM School Board on Monday approved a contract agreement with the CAM Education Association for the 2021-22 school year. It calls for a 2.5% package increase and some positive tweaks with regard to insurance for teaching staff, support staff, and the administration. The school board also agreed to continue the district's current mask mandate through the end of the school year. The mandate says students are required to continue to wear face coverings in the classroom, in the building, and on the bus or other forms of district transportation. There will be no bleachers at the baseball and softball fields this summer for the CAM School District. Attendance will be unlimited, and those attending can bring their own lawn chairs. Social distancing and masks will not be required at those outdoor events. The Griswold School Board held a special session Monday evening to hold separate interviews with three candidates for the middle school, high school principal's position. Superintendent Dave Hendricks said the candidates they've interviewed to date are all well qualified for the job.
We did this a little different. Instead of having three different interview groups, we actually kind of combined it into one. So we had about 20 people serving this committee, range from school board to parents, students, community members, staff. I think everyone was very excited and happy with our candidates, which on the flip side makes it a tough choice when you have a quality group of people. So overall, certainly pleased with our interviews.
And here are the next steps.
We're going to be working the rest of this week to offer a job to one of the individuals, and we'll just hold off in making the official announcement until we have accepted offer.
He said the board hopes to announce a decision on who they've selected during their regular monthly meeting next Monday, May 17th, which will be held at the high school conference room and begins at 5:30 p.m. Hendrick says once a principal is in place, they can concentrate more on preparing for the next school year. Elsewhere in state news, Fairway Stores Incorporated will showcase its appreciation of essential health care workers with a special offer in honor of International Nurses Day on Wednesday, May 12th, that is today. All medical professionals are eligible to receive a 10% discount at the register. Fairway Executive Vice President of Merchandising Mike McCormick says we're proud to celebrate our essential health care workers. They continue to rise above the challenges, and we hope this discount shows our appreciation for their continuous efforts. Health care workers are being asked to show a work badge or medical ID at the time of their purchase. The offer is available in-store only today, May 12th, at all 128 Fairway locations. Tobacco, lottery tickets, and gift cards are not eligible for that 10% discount. The Creston Police Department reports 24-year-old Emily L. Maxfield of Melcher was arrested Tuesday morning at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Maxfield was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. She was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail, where bond was set at $1,000. A Creston man was cited Tuesday evening for allowing an animal to run at large. 40-year-old Alberto Aguirre was issued a summons to appear in court and then released. Creston police said also a woman residing in the 1100 block of Pat Street reported Tuesday morning that sometime between 11 p.m. Monday and 7:30 a.m. Tuesday, someone stole her purple 2007 Ford Edge. The vehicle was taken from a driveway near the residence. The loss was estimated at $5,000. Officials of the Harlan Police Department said on Tuesday there were several arrests, in fact, a dozen arrests made and two citations issued over the period covering April 22nd to May 7th. Most recently, on May 7th, 36-year-old Reed Jeffrey Heminger of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended. 37-year-old Corey Christopher McCoy of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. On May 2nd, three people were arrested. 20-year-old Cameron Richard Schreiber of Harlan was arrested for disorderly conduct. 44-year-old Joseph L. Miller of Carter Lake and 22-year-old Kenneth Clyde Miller of Harlan were both arrested for assault on May 2nd. On April 30th, 46-year-old Joseph Peter Scheffler of Harlan was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia following the execution of a search warrant. On April 25th, 38-year-old Amy Joy Carman of Avoca was cited by Harlan police for driving while suspended. There were two arrests in Harlan on April 24th. 45-year-old Corey Denise Schroeder of Harlan was arrested for driving while barred, possession of drug paraphernalia, no proof of insurance, and speeding. And 52-year-old Angel Ahumada Perez of Denison was arrested for driving while revoked, false reports to police, no proof of insurance, and having an improper brake light. Two people were arrested on separate charges of driving while barred on April 23rd. 22-year-old Austin Lee Dusenberry of Harlan and 28-year-old Jacob Patrick Sweeney of Audubon were both taken into custody. And there were three separate arrests on April 22nd in Harlan. 28-year-old Cody Dwayne Wills of Harlan was arrested for driving while revoked, no proof of insurance, and operating a non-registered vehicle. Dakota Bloom was arrested in Harlan on an active Sac County warrant. And 21-year-old Dawson Gage Hansen of Manila was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Finally in the news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Tuesday reported an investigation is underway into an incident of criminal mischief and vandalism in Council Bluffs that took place May the 6th, but wasn't reported until late Monday morning. Authorities say a 12-year-old juvenile male was arrested for criminal mischief in the fourth degree for damage amounting to at least $300, but less than $750. The damage reportedly occurred to a 2013 Ford Escape and was witnessed by two individuals. Additional information was not released. Also, authorities said 43-year-old Matthew John Hecker of Oakland was arrested at the Butte County Courthouse on a state of Iowa warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order. Hecker was in the Butte County Jail as of Tuesday morning still. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.